Welcome to the Sloppy Slot from the makers of the Sloppy Serving It. This is a podcast where we talk Big Brother season 23 with the Harry Potter twist. I'm Michelle, and I to e-vote this podcast because it's the finale.
I'm Danny, and I am e-shocked that you're e-voting to evict our podcast.
And I'm Amanda.
Got nothing.
And I'm Adam. I was only supposed to be here for two episodes this season, but I kept coming back because I needed a reason to drink on weeknights.
Heck yeah. Woo! Speaking of drinking.
Speaking of.
Let's get sloppy.
But first, bottoms up.
I'll start us off. I am drinking a Great Lakes Lemon Hyphenweizen.
Oh my god. You are not drinking vodka. No, you're not drinking vodka. No, we're all e-shocked, dude.
We're gonna be classy about it. We do have a $3 more expensive bottle of vodka in the freezer right now, but you know, alas, it wasn't meant to be. Gotta keep you guys on your toes. Expect the unexpected. Oof. All right, Mish, what are you drinking?
Well, I'm tired of that fucking seltzer bullshit. And since this is the finale, I thought I'd go out with a real beer. So I'm drinking the excellent Close But Far, one of my favorites from Jackie O's. Hazy, delicious, everything that I've wanted and more for so long. And Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, so it's a cocktail that I made. I'm not drinking wine, so everyone should be e-shocked about that, too. I know.
We're all switching it up.
It's because it's the finale. Also, in light of spooky season, I am drinking apple cider mixed with salted caramel vodka from Smirnoff. Yeah. It is very, very good. I love it so much. Danny, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Whole Hog Raspberry Sorbet Double Radler beer.
Oh.
It is pretty good. It's a beer that tastes like raspberry, so right up my alley.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Super long title also.
Well, Whole Hog, I believe, is the brewery. But yeah, Raspberry Sorbet Double Radler is kind of long.
That's a fucking mouthful.
Yeah.
Say it five times fast.
No, thank you. All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for the potion of veto ceremony.
Yay.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion. Veto!
During this segment, one of us will win the coveted potion of veto. The winner can then veto any head of house nomination. To determine the winner, we will have a little competition based on our drink choices for tonight. Let's see what it is tonight. Mish.
It's random. The longest name.
Oh, that's Danny.
What? It's a callback. Two minutes ago.
Yep, mine's quite long. I win! I am the veto champ, the veto queen.
You're the final and most powerful veto holder of the season.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
And yes, of course, a comp beast.
Yes. Obviously.
Comp beast.
Ooh, ooh.
All right, guys. Let's get into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each one of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the season, right? So we're going to sort one Big Brother 23 house guest into that house. So this is where we pick who is within the Hogwarts house for the season as our finale episode. Adam, you can go first with Ravenclaw.
All right, so this is a hard one, guys, because who do I go with? The clear mastermind of the season, Derek F., the guy who was never wrong, Kylan. There's just so many great options, but I think I'm going to have to go with the truly smartest person of the season in my mind, which I think was Hannah. I mean, from her stats coming into the season, we knew that she was going to be smart. We knew that she was going to be great at memory comps, and, you know, she proved us right throughout it. Also, the one thing that Ravenclaws love more than being smart is everyone knowing they're smart. And though she didn't expose her secrets around how young she graduated school, she made sure that everyone knew that she knew the dates of stuff inside and out throughout the season of The House, which probably had a little bit to do with the fact that no one wanted to team up with her to go to Final Four. So my Ravenclaw of the season is Hannah Banana / Chada.
Yeah, I agree with that. As Tiffany would say, that Tiffany was the master and Hannah was the mind of the game. I just thought that she was very, very smart. Just how she strategized was really good. So I agree with Ravenclaw for Hannah. Chada.
This is an absolute bullshit pick. You stole this from the true smartest person on the season, Brent Champagna.
You know what? He made some of the most clarifying points.
He has a lot cooking on his mentals, and I can't believe you didn't acknowledge that.
I actually thought of that earlier when I was writing this, when I first found out I was sorting Ravenclaw, but, you know, alas, the beer got to me.
Alas. You first found out you were sorting Ravenclaw about an hour ago when Jose bailed.
Yeah, I have a whole script ready for a ghost.
We still have to hear that, though. I'm very interested.
I agree with Hannah. She was my original pick in the first episode, and we're just coming for full circle with Hannah being the Ravenclaw.
She was very smart. Yeah.
Not smart enough to win, but pretty smart.
Hey, the smartest people rarely ever do.
That's true.
All right. So our Slytherin this season, Mish?
Yep, Slytherin of the season has to go to my guy Kai, who's flying high all the way out to the fucking jury house because he's a douchebag. I didn't plan that. I planned on that. I just came straight out of my brain unfiltered. But for real, I mean, he's not my guy anymore. I could not believe that he basically tried to subtly double down on bringing up X's nephew. With his little like key speech where he was like, oh, I hope that, you know, the good example for all the kids at home or whatever he said. I was like, man, fuck off. This is so unbelievable that you're, and the way he tried to be like, oh, we watched it back and I didn't say anything wrong. When you watch it back, X, you'll see. And X cuts straight to the point. Like, hey, you brought up my nephew's name. Like, that's all, that's it. But you know, if I were on the show and someone brought up my nephew's name, they'd be dead to me.
Hey, yeah. But when he watches it back, he'll understand.
I couldn't believe he said that. Maybe he said he could have just been like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Would have been way shorter, too. Would have been way shorter of a thing to say.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You could just say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But he's obviously incapable of it. Like, so Slytherin is not necessarily the bad guy. And I don't want to, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting Kylan in Slytherin because I see him as like the bad guy of the season, although I see him as a bad guy of the season. I'm putting him in Slytherin because he has to be one of the most prideful people I've ever seen at Big Brother. And that's saying something because these people come in with huge, massive egos. That's why they feel like they should be on TV and apply to be on TV, right? So he has all of this pride where he just like cannot admit when he is wrong. And it's really off-putting to watch. And it's really sad and grim to watch him like try to talk his way out of these situations. I love the production just nailed him with their you know, the final HOH bit about Kylan where it was like, listen to him talk for 2 hours, like he won't stop or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that I was cracking up. And it was so funny to me because Azza and X were like dead serious. Nothing was getting them to laugh, but I saw X crack a smile on that one because it was just too funny.
Yeah, production has a very bad habit of projecting people on the show for the reason that they cast them on the show. And then they never really catch up to how they truly acted in the house. So it's glad to see, you know, it come back around and shed some light on how he actually acted while he was in there. And I will say, from as far as it goes from admitting you're never wrong, he clearly knew that DF contributed less to the cookout than Hannah, right?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
like
that was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, like DF didn't even have to have a person.
Right,
to like coach around and whatever. So,
yeah, Big D doesn't need
obviously
anyone.
Got DX with them, which was huge. So I don't even just that. Even the fact that like he won nothing, he didn't ever have to make a decision. I don't know what Kylan was thinking, and I'm glad that they called him out for it during the jury roundtable thing.
Yeah, I just don't understand, like, what Kyland, like, what he thought going into this game with bringing up, like, X's nephew about, you know, I guess having somebody to look up to when, like, you're in a game where, like, lying and manipulating is literally the game. So I just didn't understand that. Like, Kyland, like, X did to you what you should have been doing to him, you know? So, oh, yeah. For like, sure. I just thought it was wild that, you know, Kyland expected X to play like this game where you're not lying and manipulating, but that's literally like what Big Brother is. It's so stupid.
I don't even want to talk about him anymore because it frustrates me so much. So, Amanda, why don't we talk about the Gryffindor of the season?
Yeah. So, I put a lot of thought into this. So, my first gut reaction would be to put Frenchie into Gryffindor. Because he was literally the most reckless person ever with every move he made in the 2 weeks that he was on the show. I just don't think an HOH should have been that chaotic for the first, like the first week HOH should have been that chaotic. And I think somebody said that Frenchie tried to play an entire game of Big Brother in 1 week. And I feel like that's so true. And that's just like very reckless and crazy and just seems such, like such a Gryffindor thing. But because he wasn't in the show for very long, I really want to just say for real, I think that the Gryffindor choice should be Tiffany. Okay. I think that she really showed her loyalty to the cookout by putting Claire on the block, even though Claire was her bestie. I also think she was a little reckless by not throwing that comp and doing what she wanted despite what the rest of the cookout wanted. And also, we all know that Gryffindors are a little bit hot-headed, and I think that she showed multiple times that she was getting a little hot-headed with the game, especially that situation with DF and Britt. So I think that she has all the qualities of a Gryffindor, and I love her, and I think that she was very brave, and she was America's favorite player for a reason, and I think she deserved it. So that is why I'm putting Tiffany into Gryffindor for the season.
Makes sense to me. I mean, her recklessness did come back to bite her and get her out of the house in sixth place with no extra money until she won America's Favorite Player. So,
and also, yeah. I think when we think of Big Brother this season, it should be like we think of X, but I really do think that we're going to all think of Tiffany looking back on this season. And I just want to say she was the main character of the show, really. And so was Harry Potter of the books and Harry Potter's in Gryffindor.
Great point. 100%. No, I agree with you there, Amanda. I think that's a really great point, especially since this is your first season. Like, at least for me, when I think about Big Brother season 23, I'm going to think of Tiffany first, not X. I mean, as much as I did like X and I thought he was a good dude and he had his funny moments, but he was very boring, honestly. He was not an exciting person to watch. And those are typically the types of people that end up winning or the people that are a little boring to watch.
Yep.
But I agree with you. I like her for Gryffindor.
Yeah. And I think that she was really fighting for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. The greater
good. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. See?
Yeah, like Gryffindors are like always like going, like Harry doesn't always think about himself. He thinks about other people, and Tiffany was really thinking about the cookout and having the first black winner, and she kind of did not have a personal game basically at all, and that's kind of Gryffindor to me, to put mm-hmm. everybody above yourself.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Very much so.
I mean, a lot of them did that, but obviously Tiffany did it the most, I think, since she came up with the master plan and, you know, created the cookout and everything.
Well, no, DF created the cookout. You're wrong.
DF not only created the cookout, but he was the one who went to every HOH and made sure that they got out the right person. That's what I heard last night. I was sitting there shouting at the TV with Jim sitting next to you, like cracking up at me, like, you didn't even have a person. You look for this alliance who didn't even have a person. You didn't have to do shit. You just got dragged here. I was like so pissed that he's over here, like, I'm the mastermind of this whole shit. Like, you didn't even have a real part in it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and he, like, apparently wants to come back for, like, a coach this season as a coach, and I'm like, ooh, I would not want him to be my coach.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got, you know, we have Mike Buggy, and we got fucking Brittany, and we got, who was the other coach that season?
Dan.
Janelle.
No, I said Dan. And Janelle. Some of the best people that ever played Big Brother, and Brittany. And then we're also gonna put like fucking Derek Frazier in there. Come on, man.
I can't wait till he goes on social media and realizes like no one actually liked him.
I don't think he'll care too much.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna figure it out. I think he's gonna filter out the bad and
probably true.
And good for him. Put that positive energy out there in the universe.
Yeah.
While you're dissing and taking everyone else down. There's a moral in there somewhere, but I'm not one to take the moral high ground. So
there was an interview with DF and two other people who do podcasts. I don't know who they are, but they was like, I can't believe I didn't want America's favorite player. America gave me all those BB bucks, and all the Twitter comments were like, it's because that people were trying to vote for DX and they probably just put Derek. I was like, that's so true. I'm sure that's really what happened, actually.
It is, because his BB bucks went down the week that Derek left the house.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I love a delusional player.
Yeah.
So he was kind of mean about his delusions. So yeah. I didn't like that.
He was too mean to Azza.
Oh, yeah. He was so mean to Azza. I felt so bad for Azza. Okay, Hufflepuff, Danny.
All right, the Hufflepuff of Big Brother, Season 23. Is going to Brittany.
Yay!
She came in and she was just like, I'm going to be loyal to whoever I am next to. So she was very loyal to the Jokers, even though Frenchie was chaotic. And then super loyal to Azza and Big D. And they were loyal back, but she was just like super loyal. And she worked really hard in her comps, even though she didn't win much, but she did win that one when the demon possessed her.
Yeah,
and she did. That helped her win, so that's kind of Hufflepuff to use a demon. And then there was that whole segment about her defending Buffalo's buffalo wings.
Oh yeah, I have to show Justin that, because Justin will defend Buffalo's wings to like the day he dies, I swear to God.
Yeah, she was super insulted that they thought Buffalo didn't have the best wings.
Well, yeah,
I feel like only a Hufflepuff would be like that into defending their hometown specialty food.
That's so true.
I love Brittany. She created all those wraps. She got possessed. She was super loyal. And she was really fun to watch all the whole time.
She was Hufflepuff. So fun to watch.
She was.
I just loved everyone's reaction when they found out that she was that she's a black belt. They're like, oh my God, no way. That's crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I just love you could never keep her down for long. Even when she was on the block so many times in a row, she just was perky half the time anyways.
Yeah, I mean, she was really, really upset. But then she would be like, you know, back at it, creating her raps for her speeches. So
yeah, she had a lot of highs and lows. But I get it. I have a lot of highs and lows in life too. Actually, in one day, I have a lot of highs and lows. So I love Brittany. I love how happy she was. And she was just like a go-getter. And
oh my gosh. So, and when Kylan came into the to the round table, she was so excited.
She was so happy.
Yeah. Love that. All right, I also want to give a Hufflepuff honorable mention to the best alliance of all time, the Cookout, because like true Hufflepuffs, they were loyal, dedicated, worked hard, they were patient with each other's shenanigans, and they promoted fairness. And they spoke up and actively did something about the long history of no black winners. And they met their goal of, you know, crowning the first black winner of the BBUS. And you know, the individual members weren't Hufflepuffs, but as an alliance, they were Hufflepuff to the core, if you ask me.
I agree. That's a good point.
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that this is like reverse racism, and that that this in self, the Cookout, is racist. And I was just reading a lot of that online today, and I was like, oh my gosh,
these freaking people. They were actually anti-racist because they were speaking up for
the minorities.
Yeah. For black people getting a black winner. And technically that would be anti-racist, and reverse racism isn't even really a thing.
So, yeah, it's not. It doesn't exist.
That's horseshit. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's anti-racism. They're not being racist against white people of all fucking things.
I know. Like, I don't even think it's, like, possible to be racist against a white person, to be honest with you, so.
I don't think people understand racism. They weren't voting these white people out because they were white. They were just forming an alliance based on their own community and making sure that they, like, support each other and got far. And that's absolutely anti-racism instead of racist against white people. Like, nobody was sitting there going, like, Christian's such a piece of shit because he's white. Like, that didn't happen.
No.
So right. These people who are saying that can just, honestly, just, like, read a fucking book.
Right.
That's funny, because you know they can only get to 120 characters or whatever long Twitter lets you have.
That's true. But, yeah, love the cookout.
Yes.
Still definitely going down as one of the, or the best alliance of all time.
I'm just so happy that
to watch them.
I'm so happy that my first season of watching Big Brother was this one, because I really feel like I got such a good experience with the cookout and just even seeing how the game is played. I really loved it, actually.
Yes, congratulations.
I thought I was going to hate Big Brother, honestly, and I was not happy that I was in this podcast, and I could not believe what I committed to when I committed to it. So it actually worked out, though.
This is a very unique season of Big Brother for you to start with. They're not all like this.
Yeah.
You'll be sorely disappointed next year.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not watching next year.
Hopefully they keep up good cast. Part of what was so good was that they cast so well. Right. We don't usually do this good on a job of casting. Usually Survivor blows Big Brother out of the water as far as casting. This season was very well cast. So if they can just keep this up, I think we have a shot to have some good Big Brother seasons ahead of us.
Hopefully.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
What? Oh my God. Are you okay? I tried to hold in a burp and it went through my nose and burned so bad.
Just hit the mute button.
It came really fast.
So sexy.
Wow. Okay. My eyes are watering.
All right. All right. I want to hear, before we do the POV, I want to hear about this whole Hogwarts ghost thing that you had prepared.
All right. You guys want a bonus sort? The ghosty with the mosty?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, heck yeah.
All right. So we'll see you guys when get here. So I'm going with the person who knows all and sees all the entire season without anybody else noticing they do. They showed up regularly just to move the plot along, but they actually gave no major contributions in any kind of information. She can be brutally honest because she has no skin in the game. Get it? Skin? Ghost? Anyways. So clearly our ghosty with the mosty is the one and only Julie Chen Moonves. So everyone knows all about her, and her presence is going to linger in the house long after everyone else's social medias have dried up. So for that, she gets the ghosty with the mosty sorting.
So she is the Hogwarts ghost. She does come in and wreak havoc every once in a while.
Oh yeah, she does.
Yeah.
And then she goes home, Julie. Takes a nap.
Good sorting, Adam.
I love it. I mean, it's very true. Julie sometimes will surprise me with some really good questions. Most of the time, it's just like, so are you guys going to stay together after the Big Brother, whatever, like to, you know, showmances. But she's, you know, she had some really good, insightful questions, especially regarding the cookout this year.
Mm-hmm.
She also talked about God a lot, which is a bit awkward at times.
She's a ghost. She's straddling the afterlife. She has to throw that in there.
Good point.
Yeah, her and Alza last episode were on the finale. We're like really talking about God, which is fine. I mean, if that's what you want to talk about and believe in, totally for it. I do love her outfit. She always looked amazing.
Yes, always loved. Yeah. Seeing what Julie's gonna wear, and sometimes it's a miss, but most of the time it's a hit.
No, almost every time, I would say. She wears everything so well.
Yeah, she does.
Gorgeous. Mrs.
She's gorgeous.
Chen. Mrs. Chen, as Dan would call her. She's gorgeous.
All right, it is time for the Potion of Veto ceremony. I have
the very last potion of veto for this season of Sloppy Slop. And I've decided to not use the potion of veto.
Wow, all right. That's
true. I just feel like everybody did a good job.
Yeah. So like, everyone put in who I was going to sort into that house. So I think everyone did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Not very exciting, but, you know, I think Hannah's the Ravenclaw, Connor's a good Slytherin, Tiffany's a good Gryffindor, and Brittany's a good Hufflepuff, so.
I just think it should have been Brent Champagne.
Yes, yes.
Get out of his mental.
All right.
All right, let's... I got a Slytherin before we go into the next one.
Slytherin!
And I just opened a White Claw.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
This is in honor of Hannah, who's our Ravenclaw. And when you're drinking White Claws, you're a Ravenclaw. Is that right?
That's great. That's really good.
Ain't no laws when you're a Ravenclaw drinking a White Claw. There's something there. I can't remember what it is.
There's nothing there.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking White Claws. When you're sorting all the Ravenclaws.
Jesus.
No? This is bad? We should get Brittany to come do a rap for us.
All right. So we're going to talk Who's Your Keeper, but it's a little bit different for the finale. We're tossing it up here.
Keepers need to be quick. Agile.
I like my chances.
Instead of talking about who you're going to keep, because obviously they're all out of the house, we're going to talk about who your favorite house guest of the season was and who you'd bring back for All-Stars, if you could have someone back for an All-Star season. So I'll go ahead and go first. And it's really the same person for me. Like, I thought about it a lot, and I just really feel like this person is the answer for both, and I'm not going to do her any injustice by trying to pretend like she's not the right answer. It's obviously my girl, Tiffany. Tiffany is, I think, going to go down as one of those really amazing Big Brother players, even though she didn't win. This strategy that she came up with for the cookout was really solid, amazing. They executed on it flawlessly. She's a big part of the reason that they did. And she was just like one of my favorite people because she was like funny. She brought, a good kind of like positive vibe for the most part, but then she could also like be that bitch when she needed to be. And I just really loved her. So I want to see her come back. And I agree with Amanda that the story of the season, like the main character of the season, is Tiffany. So I just love her.
Yeah. I adore Tiffany. I want to be best friends with her. Like, if she could just be my friend, I would be very appreciative of that.
Amanda needs more friends.
Yes, so. I do. I really don't have any. So, so Tiffany, come be my friend. This is the person I'm going to remember from my watching this season. So I love DX. Everyone knows that he's my favorite, but my second favorite would definitely be Tiffany. She's incredible. And I'm happy that I got to watch this season with her on it.
I'm so glad she won America's Favorite Player. That was just amazing.
Yes, I'm happy about it too.
Me too. I voted for her two times when I remembered to do it.
It's really hard to remember every day.
I know. I only voted for her two times too. And I was like, the episode started and I was like, shit, I only voted for Tiffany two times. And I tried to go again. They're like, voting's now closed. I'm like, fuck. I was like, Derek X is going to, when they were like, it was really, really close, like the closest it's ever been or something like that. I was like, fuck, if only I voted one more time for Tiffany.
Yeah, it really was. It came down to that one vote, Michelle.
I want to know who was in third and how big of the gap was, since they always say who the top three are.
I feel like Chada was the third.
I would assume so, too. And I thought that maybe they didn't say that because then it would be a giveaway that Tiffany was going to win it because DX and Chada probably split some votes.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think that Tiffany and Chada might split some votes, too, though. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think it's because the third place person was Travis and they didn't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. My God, probably.
Anyway, Danny, who's your keeper?
Okay, so I want to bring back Hannah for All-Stars. I think that she would do really well because she's not the old people who do bad in Big Brother, but she's still very young. She's 21. So she has a lot of time left to come back and still do really well at like comps and things like that. Also, she's like a super fan and she's super smart. And I'd love to see her just play like more of a personal game, because when she was playing like as herself, like with DX, she was really fun to watch. And I liked how excited she got when she like won things. And I just thought she was really cute. So I would love to see her back on All Stars. And I think she would do really well, even though the people will know that she's a genius, and that's fine. Maybe she can use that. I never understand why like so many people on this season were like, I don't want to seem too smart. And I'm like, okay, if you're all smart, it's fine.
Which they are all smart. Like they all have very smart, you know, jobs.
But let's not overkill that. There was a few dum-dums.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sorry. I meant like the people that we like.
Sorry, yeah, I thought it was funny. I'm not a forensic scientist. I'm a voice actress.
And I say that from a place of kindness. There's other skill sets besides being smart with statistics and numbers and words and stuff.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyway, so I would bring back Hannah for All Stars. I do want to just say that for my favorite house guest, I actually liked so many people, but one that I really liked having on this season was Claire, because she almost didn't get on. She was an alternate. She wasn't supposed to be on this season. I'm really glad that she was, because she's a big fan of the show, which, as I already said, I always like. She had some funny DRs. She was extremely understanding and even kind of excited when she found out the cookout played her all season. And she was just kind of an all-around nice and smart and super tall chick that I'm really happy was on this season. But I had a lot of favorites, but I just want to kind of give a shout out to Claire, because I liked having her on this season. I thought she kind of gave an extra level to the whole house.
Yeah, I definitely liked Claire. I thought that she handled Tiffany evicting her or putting on her on the block with such grace. And, you know, she was very understanding. And, you know, it could have gone really bad because they were a very, very close duo. So I really appreciate that of Claire to be so understanding. I loved her DRs. I thought she was amazing. I thought she was always so funny when she was explaining the comps. plus I just really love her as a woman who is bisexual, and she wasn't afraid to say that. You know, I'm just very proud of her for being so open and willing to be understanding with the whole cookout.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah,
I love that too. As someone who's also bisexual, and knowing that it was just recently Bisexuality Visibility Week, go Claire. Carla.
Yeah, go Claire. I loved that she was like, well, not everybody knows, but I'm just going to be open about it on TV. And now everybody knows, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah. that's very brave of her. Very brave of her.
It's really cool because, like, it can be, that's why it's called, like, Bi Visibility Week, I think, because it's really easy to just, like, kind of, like, pass as straight when you're bi. Especially for someone who, like, you know, maybe didn't realize they were bi until they were already with their eventual husband. So, you know, I mean, like, there's a lot of people who don't even really necessarily realize that someone's bi. And I think Claire was kind of saying, I'm not out to everybody because I don't really necessarily talk about it with everyone. But, like, saying it on TV like that was just, I don't know, like, really cool and helps people to kind of, I still think there's, like, a little bit of an idea that, like, people who are bi are either just gay or straight and can't decide or whatever, which is just not true. So, very cool for her, for sure.
Yeah,
I think we can say she's probably maybe the most real and also self-aware person in the house. Like, she wasn't going to put on a show for anybody. And I very much appreciate that, because being self-aware is not something we typically get in people in the house.
That's true.
Thanks, very Gina. True. Very true. And the great, like, yeah, it's so right that she just handled everything with so much grace and was just so happy for Tiffany and the rest of the cookout when she could have been bitter. And I mean, everybody for the most part, I think, took it really well and was very happy about it. The only person who had like a tinge of bitterness was Sarah Beth. And honestly, I think that it was justified given the way that Kylan probably talked her ear off.
I think her issue was Kylan, not the cookout.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think specifically the fact that she's like, he didn't have to tell me some of these lies.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Kylan's an idiot.
That dishonesty is when it's not necessary. That's, I think, what hurts the most in Big Brother is like when someone lies and you're like, but they didn't have to tell this lie.
I would also like to see Sarah Beth without Kyland. I feel like we didn't get enough of her.
I do. Yeah, I do want
to
talk.
Not enough that I want her to be an all-star.
You know? No.
I do want to talk about that for like a second because you know how I think a lot of us, a lot of America hated SB for a while. And I do think that she was influenced a lot by Kyland. And even seeing her in the jury house, she did like a complete 180. So I would be interested to see her again. I guess can I just go next with my Austin?
Yeah.
I would be interested to see her again and to hopefully understand to not be so manipulated so easily on that standpoint, because I do think that she could be a very good person to strategize with. So I think that she would do a lot better without Kyland, or maybe even just like this first time around and, you know, living and learning a little bit. So
yeah, I had actually high hopes for her, so I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I came around to like Sarah Beth again. So
yeah.
I don't think that she's the villain of the season anymore because, you know, it's obvious that it's Kyland. So
right.
Or I mean, Kyland, I'm not sure. Kyland and DF just like kind of like really took off when SB went into jury house. So yeah. It was like, oh my gosh, I think SB's an angel now. I really do.
It's almost like editing is everything.
Yeah, for real. Danny, did you say you had a crush on SB?
No, I said I had really high hopes for SB.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I was disappointed.
I had a crush on SB in the beginning. I thought she was so adorable.
Me too, I did. And then I was like, oh, she kind of sucks. And then the dress, I was like, oh, she doesn't suck. Kylan sucks.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly how I thought. Anyways, so for other all-stars, I would obviously want to see Tiffany and see Chada and Claire.
Just make up the whole all-star season with all of them. I'm okay with that. I would watch that.
No, okay. So I want to see a final four with Tiffany, Chada, Claire, and DX. I think that would be really cool. I know it's never going to happen.
All-star season.
Yeah, I know it's never going to happen, but I just think that would be fun. And then obviously for my favorite house guest, I know everyone's going to be shocked by this. Can we all guess who it is?
It's DX.
No, it's not.
Is it Tiffany? Because you said
no, it's DX. I'm totally
okay. Would you guys cut this?
It's Travis.
Rewind like minutes to when Misha was talking about hers, because I'm pretty sure Amanda also said Tiffany was her favorite during that. So
no, I said DX is my favorite.
So her favorite besides DX is what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's I remember saying that. That's exactly what I said.
We can have multiple favorites, Adam. It's fine.
I don't know.
Nobody listens to this podcast.
Rewind.
I don't even listen when we're recording it, clearly.
Well, anyways, okay, so my favorite is DX. I think he only watched two seasons of Big Brother, so I thought he did a pretty decent job at playing the game. I mean, obviously, he had a lot of faults and flaws, but that's okay. By the way,
those two seasons that he watched are the seasons production made him watch in Sequester.
Right before he went into the house.
Before he went in.
That's all they give them to watch when they're in their hotel room waiting to go in.
That's a little BB professor's knowledge drop for you, Amanda.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so funny. So he literally went into the show without even really watching anything.
Yeah, he was a recruit.
That's funny. Okay. Anyways, I think that he was like one of the only guys who wasn't misogynistic besides maybe Christian. So I like that about him. And I love that he likes to joke around. Like when he said his parents rehearsed that script and it was their 10th take, I was like cracking up on that. I also like that he wasn't afraid to make big moves when he took Christian out. So I think he overall was a really good player. He was really fun to watch. And I like him. I would like to see him back. If he was on another season, I probably would watch that one. Along with Tiffany, Chada, and Claire.
Just bring them all back.
Yeah, I think that his biggest problem was not understanding the game the first week, because he did great after he finally figured out what was going on. But I do wonder, like, had he realized going in there that, yeah, if I can win competitions, but I'm not really at any risk, should I? Would he have won so many of those first couple competitions and made himself such a big target?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a really good point, yeah.
Yeah, and he could have not taken Kyland off the block, and the whole season could have been totally different.
Could have
not had to listen to Kyland talk for 8 hours a day.
I'm gonna Slytherin, guys.
Okay. Go for it.
Slytherin!
It's a beer.
Yay, beer.
I'm e-shocked.
Beer.
Is it just like name brand beer on the can?
No, that would be funny. No, it's Mad Tree Shade. It's the blackberry tart ale with sea salt.
Ooh, sea salt.
Yum, yum.
It's like a theme
song. Shout out to Mad Tree.
Shout out to sea salt.
Oh, I'm spilling the beer everywhere again. Oh my God. This happened the last time.
So sloppy.
I'm not drinking it out of a freaking glass. Why does this happen to me? Oh, there's people's showers right next to me. Nice.
Oh no, but I love hearing it.
And there's Windex. I am golden, guys. I am
Don't
golden.
Drink the Windex. Put the Mr. Yuck sticker on it.
Okay. Sorry, Adam. Go ahead. Who is your whatever player, favorite player?
All right.
Jesus Christ.
So
we're trying to cover my beer.
This is episode fucking 13 or some shit. It's who's your keeper?
No, no, it's not, because this is not who you're keeping.
You can still keep somebody in your heart.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't
you're
work
totally
for me,
right, Adam. Who are you keeping in your heart?
Well, mine's frozen over right now, so we'll see if that ever thaws out. Anyways, so my favorite house guest this season, we already went over her. It's my girl Tiffany. I picked her the first time I was on the show as my keeper. Gonna keep her my last time. She, without her, this would not have been an interesting season. She, obviously some other stuff would have happened, but she was clearly driving most of the entertainment value all season long and driving the house for most of it. Now, who would I bring back? I really would like to actually bring back maybe like five people this season, which is very rare for me because I usually hate 90% of the cast by the end. But I'm going to go with the person that I think probably would have a chance of sitting in the final two chairs if it had been a different season and just didn't get a chance because of everything going on. So I'm going to go with Claire because I really think that I would love to see her come back and be able to play a game with, you know, with a larger mission not on the stakes.
I agree. Yeah, I think she would do well.
I agree. Yeah. I think that it's a little unfortunate for her that she landed on this season. Even more reason for her to have so much grace about it because she was doing really well. But yeah, I would love to see her come back. I think she'd do really well. I think she'd fly under the radar because she's just seemed like, you know, like an early jury boot, but she was so much more really to the strategy of the season. Like Tiff really listened to her, even though she didn't always do everything Claire said because she had other motives that Claire didn't know about. So. Yeah. I do want to point out also that for a certain amount of time while you were talking, it sounded like you were also letting the air out of a bicycle tire.
That's just my brain.
Yeah, air is just leaking out of your ears, basically.
That's how my brain mentals.
And I didn't want to interrupt you, and so I'm not going to edit it out. So, hey, 16 people listen to this, enjoy that, and the subsequent conversation about it.
I thought I was just hearing things, but yeah, I think I heard it too.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. It's time to ask the BB professors. You can ask us anything, but you have to address us as sir or professor.
Hey. Okay. So I do have one. Actually, I have a couple. So dear BB professors, has there ever been a time where the winner of Big Brother was also the America's favorite player?
No, they're not eligible.
Oh, but they're
second,
not?
No, I think that used to not be eligible for first or second, but then someone did win second and won America's Favorite Player. So we think they changed the rules, but they've always been very vague about it.
And oh.
Here's the thing, man. The people who win are not usually universally loved because most of the time it's the underdogs who are universally loved.
Yeah.
So because of that, winners rarely are actually America's favorites.
That makes sense. Okay. So in a situation, because I know you could still vote for X all week. So would they just be like, all right, X is, if they weren't eligible, they'd be like, okay, well, X isn't the winner. Who's the second place person?
Back when
they weren't. Okay.
Yeah.
It was season Tyler. 20. Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler was the one that got second place and he got America's favorite.
But before that, the rule had always kind of been unspoken and talked about in the house. Oh, unspoken as in CBS never addressed it, but it was unspoken in the house that first or second couldn't get America's favorite player.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Dear BB professors, when they bring past house guests back, is it like an all-star season where they bring back a bunch of people from past seasons, or do they just like, will they bring in new house guests with some old house guests for a season? How does that work?
They'll do either.
Oh, okay.
More often than not, it's they just bring in back a couple people.
Okay.
Into the rest of the house is new. They've only had two full all-star seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they've probably had like 5 or 6 seasons where they've brought people back.
Yeah, and last year's all-star season was not great, so I don't think they'll do it again for a while.
And let's be fair, as a fan, if they can do better casting, I would rather have completely new people, because I'll care less and less about people as they go on. And also, oftentimes when people come back for a second time, it just kind of ruins them for me.
But yeah, Amanda, you can enjoy some of the people from this season on the next season of The Challenge.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
I hope I just see that. That would be fun.
That's actually, if Amanda and I can go on a tiny little tangent, who from this season is going to end up on The Challenge? I think that our biggest contenders are probably Christian,
and I haven't even watched The Challenge, but I would guess Christian.
I think as a dark horse, I would say maybe DX.
Those would be the two I was going to guess.
Yeah, but I don't want DX on The Challenge. I think he's going to get torn apart. To be honest with you, and I don't want to see that. I think he's too nice to be on The Challenge. But yeah, definitely Christian.
Are there girls on The Challenge? Because I like never hear about
them. Yeah, Davon was on a couple of seasons.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Oh yeah, she was awesome.
Casey has become a Big Brother, a Challenge staple. She's been on the last 30 seasons. She's huge on it. Her and Josh,
Amber.
And Amber's on, Amber won. Amber won the last season of The Challenge, actually. Oh, Amber, nice. From BB16, the soccer player that Caleb had a big crush on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't she evicted really early? She was like the model that season, so that she probably came in like second to last.
Well, she got evicted because she wouldn't date Caleb.
That makes sense. It is misogynistic.
What did he call himself? Big
Cowboy
or whatever?
Something cowboy.
Oh yeah, Beastmoke Cowboy. That's right.
Beastmoke Cowboy. Yeah.
Was a big fuckboy. That was what was in my mind. Anyway, Amber, who like barely did anything on Big Brother, came on The Challenge and fucking beasted it and won. So
yeah, she's great. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Nice. I love Amber B. I would love to see Christian on The Challenge. I think that he would be good. I think DX will be asked to be on The Challenge. I think he should decline, but whatever.
Oh my God, let me know if Brittany's on The Challenge.
That's actually a good pick. I think she could maybe do it. That'd be good.
I don't know. I think she's too nice too.
I think she could be cutthroat. She has a black belt like 4 times.
Yeah, I know, but I think that she, I don't know. The challenge is
kill you
like
4 times.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I would love, I would love to see any of them on The Challenge, and I'd be rooting for them for sure. I never thought I would say this because I always was like, Michelle, you'll get this, where I was like, Devin, like, Big Brother's the worst.
You and like, Devin changed your minds at the same time on that because now Devin's in the Big Brother Alliance.
I know. Devin and I are just made to be right
now. Josh has become like one of the main people on The Challenge. He's so great on it. He's so funny. He and Fessy just got in a big fucking fight. It was amazing.
I love Josh. Love
anyway,
Josh.
Anyway, we don't have to keep up on The Challenge tangent. I just thought that'd be an interesting question. So
yeah, that's good. Okay, so this is my last question, BB Professors. If you were a house guest, I put contestant, how dare I. If you were a house guest on BB23, who would you have made a final two deal with on day one?
Ooh.
On day one, God. Probably be like Azza and never make any deals like an idiot. Oh, sorry. Azza's not an idiot. I just still don't understand why she didn't have any deals.
I don't know. Who would I have bonded with closely?
I think mine probably would have been Kylan, just because I would have looked at him as the bigger, like, someone who could win competitions to keep me safe, but also would be a bigger threat than me for people to go after.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably a good pick.
But then probably would have screwed me over, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But we're saying on day one, you know, you don't know.
I feel like if I walked in the house and size of people, I would be like, yeah, that's the person I think that he seems like someone I could trust.
On day one, I bet it would have been DF, as much as I don't want to admit it, because, like, he's a funny person. I gravitate toward funny people. I feel like we would have bonded over jokes and everything. And also this would have come back to bite me in the ass. So it would have been a terrible final to make. But if I'm being honest, I think that's probably who it would have been on day one.
I think I probably would have gravitated towards Claire. She reminds me of a lot of my friends. So
that's true. She reminds me of a lot of your friends too.
So I would have probably I have a lot of tall friends, so I think that might be it.
Janie's gravitated towards the tall people.
It might just be because I'm so short, but anyway, I think I would have.
They make better shields.
Yeah, they can't see me.
Amanda, what do you think you would have done?
I honestly think I would have gravitated towards Brittany.
Yeah, she was like my second pick.
Yeah, I think that with how nice she was she still is nice, how nice she is and just like welcoming.
She reminded you of me.
No, I think it just would have been it's not easy for me to bond with people, so I feel like she just would have been easy to get along with because I think she can get along with everybody. So I don't think I would have had to work to get Brittany's approval.
No, that's a good call. I think that makes sense.
I like to think that I would say like, oh yeah, I would totally go with to Tiffany or Chada, but I probably wouldn't have because they would have been too intimidating.
I know, I would have been a little intimidated.
Definitely Tiffany for sure.
Yeah. I like to think eventually we would have bonded, but on day one, I don't think that's my final two alliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think mine probably would have been Brittany.
The fact that you do the HOH right when you walk in the door probably has a lot to do with kind of how the rest of it plays out, because sometimes like who you walk in next to and who wins like that first part or who's part of winning that first part, or like even this year where like some people got picked for teams and stuff, it probably plays a lot more of a role in it than you would expect it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I probably would have bonded with whoever the other guy was on my team just because, you know, if we win, we keep each other safe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, and you're sexy.
I guess I didn't think about. I also want to give SB an honorable mention as to I probably may have gravitated towards her too.
All right, thank you for listening to the Sloppy Slop for Big Brother season 23. This is the end, and who knows if we'll do it again next year, but we probably not. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at sloppysorting, TikTok at sloppysortinghat, and on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, start listening to Sloppy Sorting Hat, because that's where you'll still find us if we never do this again for the Sloppy Slop. And that's it. Goodbye.
From outside our computer screens, this has been the Sloppy Slop. A good night forever.
Kiss my ass, Kylan.
You are all evicted from the Big Brother house.
Bye.